everywhere trying to find Jesus.
这个事情之后，就很多人来寻找耶稣，到处去找他。
After a lot of effort, they found Jesus.
所以找了一阵子，他们终于找到了耶稣。
And when they came to Jesus, actually Jesus replied like this.
当他们找到耶稣以后，问耶稣的时候，耶稣是这样回答的。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
Sorry, I lost it. Which one? Okay. One of my slow days. More than.
好，耶稣回答说：“
我实在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
We need to think about the real person Jesus.
我们想一下，耶稣是
whether this reply is very polite or not.
我们想想，这样的回答是客气呢，还是不客气
？As a matter of fact, this may offend people.
但事实上，他这样的回答很可能会得罪一些人的。
They put so much effort trying to find him, and now he said, "Oh, you only just come to see me is just because of the bread."
Because these people 已经千辛万苦的把他找到了以后，居然是碰到耶稣将说这样的话。哎，你们找我，只是为了吃饼，不是为了。
So somebody want to picture Jesus as a nice guy.
所以说，我们一向以为耶稣一个是一个好好先生，这个形象也许要稍微给他打破一下。
If you get closer to Jesus, you will see it's not that way.
Yeah, 如果你跟耶稣如果能够更靠近一点，你知道耶稣绝对不是一个好好先生而已。
Then Jesus continues, say, "Do not work for the food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man, that means I am going to give to you."
说二十七节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，因为那要为那存在永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父所印证的。
I am.The Father has placed His seal on me.
所以父神已经把他的这个印已经印在我身上了。
So He spoke with authority.
所以耶稣讲的是有权柄的。
And the people kind of puzzled, so then they still ask Him, say, "What must we do to do the works God requires?"
所以这些人还是有些摸不着头脑，所以就继续问说：“那我们当行什么才算是神的功呢？”
Because God talking, Jesus talked about the food that lasts or endure to eternal life.
因为这里耶稣讲的是一个永生的粮食。
So in their mind, they say, "Okay, we would like to get the food endure to eternal life. But what we should do? So in return, so this kind of trade off."
所以这人就说：“哎，我们也很想用这个永生的食物，很好啊。那我们要做什么才能交换得到呢？”
So we do something, so we gain something back.
Yeah, 就是一个交易，就是我们做些什么，然后得到些什么。
So what should we do?
说我们那我们该怎么做呢？
Then Jesus replied, said, "The work of God is this: to believe in me, Jesus. To believe in me is the God's work."
所以耶稣的回答就是说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
For the bread of God is He. That means the person. That means Jesus.The bread of God is Jesus who come down from heaven and he will give life to the world.
因为神的粮就是说耶稣了，就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
And now they start to show interest.
所以他们听了就很有兴趣了。
Then they say, "Sir, from now on, give us this bread."
所以他们就说神啊，就是从常将这个粮给我们。
Because this bread can last for eternal life.
Yeah, 因为这个粮食可以存留到永久、哎、
They started to show interest.
他们就很有兴趣了。
Even though they may not know what exactly that means.
即使他们并不完全了解是什么意思，但他们就是很有兴趣。
So Jesus reconfirmed and declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he believes in me will never be thirsty."
所以耶稣就再一次向他们宣告说。我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So they are interested about this bread that can last till eternal life. But then Jesus said, "Look, this bread is me."
所以他们对这个能够永存的有生命的粮非常有兴趣，但是耶稣就告诉他们说，不要再找了，我就是那个生命的粮。
Then Jesus continued, said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of me and drink my blood, you have no life in you.
所以耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
This bread is me, and this bread is me, including my flesh and my blood.
他说这个粮，天上的粮，生命粮就是我，这个粮包括我的肉，我的血。
And if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you don't have life in you.
所以你们如果不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，你们就没有生命在你们里面。
And Jesus continues, saying, whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
所以他继续说，吃我的肉，喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
This is a completely new concept to Jews.
对犹太人说，这是一个完全超乎他们能够了解的一个意象。
Because within the law, they prohibit people to drink blood.
因为他们犹太人的律法就是不能吃血，不能吃血的。
And Jesus totally understood what they may think.
所以耶稣讲的话跟他们信仰是完全是相持。
Then he reconfirmed. He said, "For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink."
所以耶稣就继续在跟他们强调说，我的肉是真是可吃的，我的血是真是可喝的。
You can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
哦，你可以吃我的肉，你也可以喝我的血。
And after you have eaten, then whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood remains in me, and I, Jesus, remain in you.
So, 当你们吃了我的肉，喝了我的血之后，就会藏在我里面，那我也藏在他的里面。
So, such a long sermon. What the topic? What the main content?
所以这么长的一篇大道讲下来以后，到底它的真正的意义、精义是在何在呢？
Jesus told them, "You need to eat my flesh and drink my blood."
耶稣说，你们必须要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
If you don't eat and drink, then you do not have life for eternal.
如果你不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，永生就不在你里面。
So after this long sermon, as a matter of fact.Did not make the audience more clear what he said. Actually, even more confusion.
所以这么一长段的道讲下来，这些观众并没有更明白，反而更是有点糊涂。
Let's see what the next. This is today's topic.
所以这个就是我们今天要讲的最重要的信息。
Lord's words are the bread of life.
主的话就是生命的粮。
And after the long sermon, then on hearing that sermon, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
所以，他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
That means your sermon is a hard one. It's a difficult one. Why you make it so difficult to us?
他说你这个道实在听不是很好，很容易听的，很困难的， 你搞得这么难干什么呀？
As a matter of fact, we should recognize Jesus is the best teacher ever.
那我们都知道公认的耶稣是最好的老师。
So whatever he's teaching, there is flawless.
所以他所教的
没有任何瑕疵。
哦，没有任何瑕疵。 Okay.
But then they still respond like this. This is hard teaching.
但这些人反应就说，哎呀，你这个话太难了，我们听不懂啊，容易点吧。
When people complain hard teaching means they blame whoever spoke.
所以当人们抱怨说你这个道太难了，他们事实上是在指责这个讲道的人。
And then he said, who can accept it?
然后就说你这么难，谁能够听得懂，谁能够接受呢？
So they are kind of blaming Jesus.
所以他们现在是不但是抱怨这个道不是很容易听，他们也是抱怨这个讲道的。
And who blamed Jesus? Actually, you see, is this his disciples?
那这些指责耶稣的人是谁呢？居然就是他自己的门徒。
Well, we will see. Jesus will respond for this.
那耶稣的反应马上就要知道了。
That's pretty much after the sermon, and people complain, and then the preacher will say, "I'm hold you be responsible for what you have not received."
所以等于是这个会后以后，很多人就跑来跟他 complain, 跟他抱怨。
Okay, then next, aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you?"
所以耶稣心里也知道这些门徒为了这些话在那议论纷纷，所以他就问他们说：“这些话是叫你们厌弃吗？”或者原文是说跌倒。
Or does this make you stumble?
Yeah, 原文也叫做让这个让你们跌倒。
So after Jesus preaching.People complain and say, "Oh, this is so hard. How can we accept it?" Jesus said, "Whether what I have told you, what I have preached to you, offend you."
然后这些人在会后就议论纷纷，然后跟耶稣抱怨说：“这太难了，这听不懂。”然后那个谁能够接受这么难的？谁能够接受呢？那耶稣就知道他们的议论，就对他们说：“这话是叫你们厌弃吗？叫你们跌倒吗
？”I wish you.Get closer to what Jesus said next.
Okay, 下面我们要非常注意听耶稣讲了什么。
Jesus respond like this: "What if you see the Son of Man, that's me, I ascend to where I was before?"
如果你们看到人子，就是耶稣，升到他原来所在之地，你们会怎么样呢？
People took this word very lightly.
这些人就对这句话好像不怎么惊心。
But this is significant.
但是这句话是非常非常的严肃的话题。
Because they complain, "Oh, this is a hard teaching. Oh, this is it makes it so difficult. This makes no sense. And who can accept it?" So they're going to blame. They are going to blame Jesus.
说这些人这么议论纷纷的以外，就说啊，太难太难，听不懂了。那你这个讲道人是不是要负责呢？
Then this response say, "What if you see?" I ascend to where I was before.
那耶稣的反应，他最后讲这，他讲的这句话就是说，如果是你们看到我回到我升到我原来来的地方的话，你们又会怎么样一个议论呢？怎么个看法呢
？Because in Jews' teaching, they knew something about this.
因为犹太人对这一点，他们是非常明白的一个道理。
Nobody came from heaven to this earth and can go back to heaven.
没有一个人是从天上下来以后还能够再回到天上去的。
Enoch and Elijah, they were born from this earth. Good, eventually they will ascend to heaven, but they were born from this earth.
Yeah, 例子就像以诺跟以利亚，他们原来并不是从天而下，他们原来是从在地上生长的，但是后来就是与神同行以后，神就把他们取到天上去。
What Jesus proclaimed over here is, "I came from heaven."I came from there, and I came down here, and now I'm going back there.
So, Jesus 讲说，我原来就是从天上下来，所以我现在要从地上回到天上去。
And after I gave you a detailed sermon, and now you complain. Now Jesus wants to show, I am God.
所以我已经跟你们讲了一篇很长的道理，你们现在还在这边议论纷纷。所以我告诉你们一个真理，就是我是从天上来的。
He manifest His majesty.
他把他的荣耀就彰显出来。
So this is how he responds. He responds to those comments.
所以这就把他的荣耀，他的原来的荣光，就他们显现出来，告诉他们说，我本来就是从天上下来的，我现在要再回到原来的地方去。
Then this is a very important. He said, "The spirit gives life; the flesh counts for nothing."
这句话也非常重要，他说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
Flesh counts for nothing.
他说肉体 是没有益处的。
What is a flesh?
什么叫做肉体呢？
It's very simple.
很简单。
Born by your parents.
就是从你父母生出来的，就是肉体。
Interacted with your siblings or your peers.
然后你生下来就是跟你的手足或者跟你的朋友们就是在一起的。
Educated by teachers.
然后呢，是用地上的老师所调养出来的。
Influenced by society.
然后被我们的社会所影响。
Saturated by culture.
然后被我们当代的文化所影响。
And conformed by this world.
然后呢，就是在同这个世界认同。
And this is called flesh.
这个就是所谓的肉体。
Everything coming from the earth.
所有的一切就是从世界，从这个地上来的。
And Jesus proclaimed here, whatever the flesh count for nothing.
耶稣自己就讲了一个很斩钉截铁的一个定论，就是说肉体都是无益的。
But flesh is powerful.
但是肉体是非常的与这个
有能力的，
有能力的。
Yeah. It's noisy and busy.
就是非常的忙，非常的那个制造了很多噪音，而且非常的忙。
The flesh seeking for performance, seeking for stage.
然后这个肉体呢，就是要继续的不断的表现。
Want to show off and bragging.
然后呢，在众人面前能够夸口表现，彰显自己。
But Jesus said, the flesh count for nothing.
然后意思就是这样的，你们所谓很大有能力的东西，在我看来就是
Only the spirit gives life.
只有叫人活着的乃是灵。
And then next one is the most critical one. He proclaimed, the words I have spoken to you, the words coming from me are spirit, and the words coming from me are life.
接着他更明白的确实告诉他们，就是我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Then he continued to look around the people, the disciples around him.
然后他继续的回顾四周，看那些围着他的人，他就知道这中间有不幸的。
Yet,
而且他从头就知道。
There are some of you, that means plural, not single, who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the very beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him.
所以耶稣就是从头开始就知道谁是不相信他的，谁甚至要出卖他的。
If you don't believe, you cannot understand what he said. That means it turned out it's a very hard teaching.
如果你不相信，就是不信的话，你对耶稣讲的话是非常难懂的，非常能接受的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to look into this area and try to verify. He said, "Do not believe." And betrayed, actually, they are the same.
我们这里要稍微注意一下，就是耶稣讲的不信跟出卖其实是同一件事情。
Both of them will end up at hell.
这两者都会把你带到的地狱的深渊。
Would you like to stay with Judah in hell?
你愿意跟这个出卖主的犹大一起在地狱里吗？
If you don't believe, you still squeeze into the same location as Judah.
那你不相信，那也是同样的，也是会跟落在跟犹大一样的地方。
Then Jesus respond again to what they are common. Oh, you gave us a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
接着耶稣在继续的这个跟他们讲，因为他们这些埋怨的人。
Jesus went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him."
接着耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
That means if Father, the Father God, did not enable you, you would never come to me.
如果是神没有给你这个能力让你来的话，你们是不可能到我这里来的。
So those people say, "Oh, this is a hard teaching."
所以那些人说，哎呀，太难了，太难了。
Who can accept it?
谁能接受呢？
They want to blame Jesus.
他们要责怪耶稣。
Jesus respond like this, "No, not me."
那耶稣回答就说，不是我。
Because the Father did not enable you.
因为神没有父没有给你这个恩赐。
Therefore, you could not understand what I said.
所以你就不能够明白我讲的是什么。
What in my understanding, that's Jesus said, "Don't blame me."
所以我的了解就是耶稣其实这里讲就是说、哎、不要怪我。
OK, what happened next?
接着呢，
From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer follow him.
接着门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Listen, many people try to follow Jesus.
有许多人想要跟随耶稣。
And the Bible said these are disciples.
这里接这个圣经特别讲说，这些人是所谓的门徒。
And now many turn back.
那这些门徒有许多就退去了，不再与他同行。
Why? Because they could not understand.
为什么？就是因为他们实在不能够明白。
Then Jesus looked at the 12 disciples and said, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked.The 12.
然后耶稣就对十二个门徒说，难道你们也要去吗？
So there are two groups, one the 12 and the other the rest of the disciples.
所以这里就分成两伙人，一伙就是所谓的众门徒，一伙就是这个十二个门徒。
So the majority, they left.
所以大部分的门徒就已经退去了。
But those 12 still stick around.
但是那个十二个门徒还是留在耶稣的身边。
That's why Jesus asked, "Hey, 12, are you going to take off also?"
所以耶稣就问他们说：“难道你们要退去吗？”
Simon Peter responded like this: "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还能归从谁呢？”
We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Actually, this is a very elegant way to say we believe and know you are God.
所以这是一个非常非常这个
文雅
哦，文雅 ，good, OK, 非常文雅的一种回答，意思就是说我们知道你是神。
That means we believe, we know you are God.
呀，我们知道你是神。
Listen, the 12 still stay. Those 12 still stay with Jesus.
这个十二个门徒还是留在跟随耶稣。
Then Jesus continued. He replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil."
耶稣接着说，我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
Of course, now we know that's Judah.
所以我们当然现在当然知道这个魔鬼就是犹大。
But listen carefully what Jesus said.
但是我们要小心听耶稣讲。
Have I not chosen you?
我不是拣选的你们吗？
He can point to one each one of them.
他很可能是每一个人的点名说，我不是拣选了你吗？拣选了你吗？
He can point to Judah said, "I have already chosen you."
甚至他也可以指着犹大说，我不是拣选了你吗？
So we need to see the big picture. Chosen, but still lost.
所以我们看到拣选，但是还是有可能被失落。
Judah followed Jesus, but still perished.
犹大他是跟随了耶稣，但是他最后还是毁灭了。
He served as a finance director.
Yeah, 他是一个所谓的这个管钱的。
He served, but still doomed.
但是他是有侍奉哦，但是侍奉之后他还是坠落了。
Why?
为什么？
As a matter of fact, Peter, he denied three times in front of the maid.
那我们也知道彼得曾经在这个使女的一个小使女的面前。
We try to jiggle around about, oh, Judah is betrayed, and Peter is just only denying.
我们有时说，哦，这两个不一样，因为彼得他只是否认主，不承认主，但是犹大他是卖主。
So Judah should be punished, but Peter should be okay.
我们就认为这样，因为如此，这个分别的话，我们就是，哎，彼得还是可以被赦免的，但是犹大就一定要进下地狱。
I learned this experience personally.
我自己有这样的一个经验。
A person work together in the office, and we can, you know, talk just like colleagues, or sometimes we should be like friends.
Yeah, 当我们在办公室跟这个同事的相处的话，我们就像跟很好相处，像朋友或像一个同事或者朋友都很好相处。
But one day we go to you know, the big department, you know, like a festival or meeting.
但是我们一到了这个会议的时候
，and he got a chance to talk with very important people in the department together there.
但是这个同事就可以跟很多这个大头们在一起谈话。
And I walked to him.
然后我就走到他的面前。
And he just he does not know me at all.
然后这个同事呢，平常大家可以嘻嘻笑笑讲谈心的人，居然这时候好像对我不认识一样，默不相信。
Yeah, he denied me in front of those people.
他就在那些大老板的面前就装着不认识我。
Do I sense I was betrayed?
我是不是觉得我是被这个忽略的呢
？Not just ignore, but betrayed.
不只是被轻忽，而是被
出卖
的。
See Peter's denial of Jesus and Judas betrayed Jesus. As a matter of fact, the same.
所以事实上，彼得的否认耶稣跟犹大的卖耶稣其实是一样的。
Then what makes the difference?
那这两个人到底他们的相异点在哪里呢
？Let's move even closer. As a matter of fact, the Last Supper, Judah was also eat the bread and drink the juice.
那我们知道，在最后的晚餐，犹大他也同意喝了最后的晚餐的酒啊，
so、
饼啊，都吃了。
Almost everything Peter got, Judah got too.
要所有彼得有吃有拿的，犹大也同样的。
The difference is this.
那重要的不同的最大的不同就是
，Peter did eat Jesus' flesh and drink Jesus' blood.
最大的不同就是彼得他是。的确是吃了耶稣的肉，喝了耶稣的血。
But not Judah.
但是犹大并没有。
That make a difference.
这个就是这个最分差的地方。
Let's go into two verses Jesus and Peter has talked about.
我们再回到耶稣与彼得的他们对话。
Jesus said, "The spirit gives life; the flesh counts for nothing."
耶稣说：“叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。”
And then said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life."
我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And then Simon Peter answered him, said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
耶稣回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，也就是永生的话，我们还归从谁呢？”
So we need to go into these two verses in detail, so you will catch the meaning.
So we 必须要专注在这两句话里，让我们真正知道这个意思意义所在。
Because from the very beginning, Jesus did the miracle, so people interested about the bread.
因为耶稣他行了五饼二鱼的奇迹，所以大家对这个饼都非常有兴趣。
So Jesus take this opportunity to tell them, don't.Work only for this bread that can spoil. But since you are interested about bread, let me talk about the bread endure to eternal life.
So, Jesus 就趁这个机会跟他们讲说，你们不要只专注在可以毁坏的都这个食物，要专注在这个永生的粮。
And this very bread coming from heaven is me.
那这个天上的粮就是我。
And you need to have this bread of life. How to have it? You need to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Otherwise, you do not have the bread.
所以你要有这个天上的粮的话，你就必须要吃我的肉，喝我的血，否则你就没有这个永生之道，天上的粮。
And what exactly this bread about?
那这个粮到底是怎么回事呢
The bread is the word I spoke to you.
这个粮，这个天上的粮，就是我所说的话。
My flesh and my blood are my words.
我的肉跟我的血就是我所说的话。
So now we will understand the following.
我们必须要明白下面这些情况。
Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
主啊，你有永生之道，也是永生之话。
Then the word I have spoken to you are spirit.
然后耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵。
The spirit gives life.
这个叫人活着的乃是灵。
The words I have spoken to you are life.
然后我对你们所说的话就是生命。
And then the Lord's words are Jesus' flesh and blood.
然后主的话是主的肉，主的血。
And Lord's words are the bread of life.
主的话是生命的粮。
Then we should be able to grasp what Jesus wants to present to his disciples.
这样的话，我们就能明白耶稣讲的这篇道到底是想要表达些什么。
I try to use my own word to explain to you.
容我用我自己的话语来解释。
According to what we have shown here.
呀，我们这些刚刚讲的这些。
Jesus has the word of eternal life.
第一，耶稣有永生之道。
And then Jesus' word are spirit.
耶稣所讲的话就是灵。
And the spirit gives life.
灵就赐给生命。
And Jesus' word are life.
耶稣所说的话就是生命。
And Jesus' word are Jesus' flesh and blood.
耶稣的话是主的肉，主的血，是生命的粮。
And Jesus' words are the bread of life.
耶稣的话就是生命的粮。
How do you know?
那你怎么就知道呢?
You have eaten Jesus' flesh and drunk his blood.
你有吃过耶稣的肉，喝过他的血吗?
See, those disciples follow him all the way, and they heard Jesus is preaching.
这些门徒一路跟随耶稣，也亲耳聆听到耶稣所讲的道。
They believe him. They follow him.
要他们跟他就是表示信他。
They even serve him.
要他们也侍奉他。
But many turn back.
但是他最后就是退去了。
The issue is they even follow him, but they did not eat his flesh and drink his blood.
所以关键就在他们也跟随他，但是他们没有吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Jesus talked about his word is the bread of life.
耶稣讲到他的话就是生命的粮。
That means that is the food you need.
这个粮食就是在我里面。
If you have eaten his flesh and drunk his blood, then automatically your response is, I need to eat his word.
所以如果你曾经吃过他的肉，喝过他的血，你的本能的反应就是说，哦，我还是要多再吃他的肉，再吃他的血。
If you don't, you will feel hungry, you will feel feeble, you may turn into dying.
如果你不是继续吃喝耶稣的血，耶稣的肉的话，你会觉得没有力气，你会觉得饿，你会觉得甚至到了一个力竭，到了生命有危险的程度。
You will have that appetite and desire to eat, to find his words. That is what he meant.
说你应该到了一个吃喝一个程度，你就会你自然就渴望，就想要去吃，想要去喝。
Let me make it very simple. After a couple of days, you do not read the Bible. You start to sense you feel hungry. You want to eat. You want to read the Bible. If you don't, you just don't feel right. That is the point.
所以很简单的，如果是你一直有研读神的话语，但是过有几天你突然不读了，你会觉得灵里面是非常空的，非常饥饿的，你非要再去读他的话，你才会觉得哦，我现在是比较好了。
And Jesus talking about the word is his flesh and his blood.
耶稣讲的我讲的我的话就是我就是这个肉跟我的血。
Flesh and blood actually represent a person's character, integrity, or we would say God's attribute.
其实这个所谓的耶稣的肉，耶稣的血，就代表是神与神类似性，神的性情以及神的特征。
There is a saying, "You are what you eat."
这我们那个外西洋人有一句话，就是说你吃的是什么，你就是什么。
That means you eat more his flesh and drink more his blood, you will more and more like him.
也就是说，你多多的吃跟喝耶稣的话，你就会越来越像他。
And then Jesus said, "If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you will remain in me, and I will remain in you."
所以耶稣就说，你如果吃我的肉，喝我的血。我就会在你里面，你也会在我里面。
That means inside of you, there are two persons.
就是在你里面会有两种人。
They may stay peacefully together, but it's rare. It's very rare, especially at the very beginning.
如果这两个人能够在你里面能够和平共存的话，我觉得应该是一个比较不正常的现象。
You should experience. You should experience struggle and confrontation all the time.
因为一个新一个基督徒刚刚信主的，你应该开始觉得你里面是有个挣扎的，一个战争在里面。
It's not such a beautiful picture. Say, oh, after you accept Jesus, you have always had peace inside.
并不是我们有些人想象说，哦，我信了主了，我就永远的和平啦、和祥啦，什么什么什么。
You do have peace. That means. The sin in the past forgiven.
你会有这个平安，那是因为你的罪被得赦免了。
You finish up a storm outside. You wrap up the storm, the big storm outside. But now you begin another bigger storm inside of you because He moved in inside you.
所以你很可能外面的暴风雨好像已经平息了，但是在你里面应该有个更大的暴风雨在你里面。
Surely you will experience peace as long as you go to Him, you get closer to Him, then you will enjoy the peace.
如果你跟他越来越靠近的话，你就会有越大的平安。
And that is you personally, you can experience.
就是你每个人都可以自己经验到的。
And that makes a difference of Peter and Judah.
所以彼得跟犹大两个人之间最大的差异就在于此。
Peter has eaten Jesus' flesh. That means his word, he take it inside of him and let the word work inside of him. That means eat his flesh and drink his blood.
因为彼得他的确是有吃喝耶稣的话，就是把耶稣讲的话都藏于心，真的是能够。能够了解耶稣讲的话，所以他能够就是所谓的吃喝耶稣。
So over here we will see the very simple illustration is the word Jesus has spoken. Holy Spirit will take the word and then work inside of your spirit.
所以当你能够去吃喝耶稣的血跟肉，也就是耶稣的话的时候。圣灵就会帮助你去能够消化，能够吃，能够懂得耶稣的话。
And after digest and absorbed, Jesus will eat, live in you.
当你能够把耶稣的话语能够消化了以后，耶稣就住在你里面了，在你里面了。
His very personal life will start to manifest through you.
然后耶稣的性情、行事为人就会慢慢从你里面就能够显现出来。
You may not recognize that, but people around you will recognize some new person coming out from you.
也许你自己并不自觉，但是你旁边的人会看到，这个人好像有点改变哦，变成一个新的人哦。
After you continue to eat his flesh and drink his blood, surely you will be more and more look like him.
所以当你继续不断的吃喝耶稣的话语的时候，我相信你会越来越有主的。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you so very much.
恩主父，恩父，我们感谢你。
You gave your only begotten Son.
你把你的独生爱子赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. You want us to eat your flesh and drink your blood.
主，我们感谢你，要我们吃喝你的肉跟血。
Because you gave yourself to us.
因为你把你自己给了我们。
Lord, help us to enjoy this bread from heaven.
主啊，让我们真是能够享受到这个从天而降的粮食。
And give us the desire and appetite to enjoy the food you prepare for us.
也让我们有这个渴望之心，也让我们能够真的享受到这个粮食的美好。
And we pray that you may remain in us and we in you.
我们也祈求主，你能够在我们里面，我们也在你里面。
And allow you to live through us.
求你能够活在我们的里面，我们的中间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise. 让我们一起站立。If you see the screen, if you want to be accept Jesus or be baptized or to become a member or need prayer support, raise your hand. I'll come.